There's more trouble for Uber, the app-based transportation company. After more than 100 regular taxi drivers staged a protest in Paris, the French government yesterday said Uber will be banned after January 1st because its drivers don't have proper insurance. Uber has already been banned in Spain and the Netherlands, and it's also been banned in parts of India after a driver in New Delhi was accused of rape. The BBC's Rahul Tandon joins us from Calcutta. And Rahul, tell us about this case that has caused parts of India to ban Uber. What happened?
Yeah, Jeremy, I'm on a busy street here in Calcutta, and really there is a huge problem in India in terms of enough vehicles on the road to cope with the population. So Uber had become extremely popular in cities like Calcutta, Delhi, Hyderabad as well. But what happened in this case was that a woman got into the taxi late at night, and she was then allegedly raped by one of the Uber drivers. Now, that case is continuing in the court. He's been arrested and he's facing charges. But I think what disappointed many, many Indians basically was the very sort of slow response that Uber gave to the case. I mean, they don't seem to have conducted enough security checks on their staff. The police actually couldn't even find the Uber office in Delhi when they were looking to question the company about the security arrangements they had in place. They actually had to download the app on their phone and then call a taxi driver and get him to take them to the office. And I think initially Uber in the first few days didn't really understand the sentiments here. You know, it's only a few years ago, Jim, I'm sure your listeners remember, where we had that horrific case in Delhi, the gang rape of the young girl on a bus there. So there's been huge concerns over public transport. And Uber's, I think, slow response to this meant that they've been banned in Delhi, they've been banned in Hyderabad, and cities like Calcutta and Bangalore are also now considering whether they should follow the same steps. And many women who used Uber because they thought it was safer in Calcutta, they're not using the company anymore.
But it's not just Uber that has been banned here. The other online taxi services have as well.
Yeah, they've all in cities where they're not operating, those will not be allowed to set up licenses. And what that is meaning for other companies who are quite angry about this because they say they have the correct procedures in place. Why should they suffer if one company didn't follow them? And also their investors now who were pumped in millions and millions of dollars into companies like Ola, really going to have to wait and see what's going to happen here, because this was a market that was expanding so much. I'm sure you can hear the traffic that's around me, but I can tell you on the streets here, there are huge queues of people at the moment who are waiting to try and get into a taxi or trying to get into an auto rickshaw. And I think many, many, many investors were looking at the growth of the online companies here and thinking that was going to provide this, bridge this gap that exists in the Indian market at the moment, because, you know, many of the passengers around me have started using these companies where they can just use the apps on their mobile phones, smartphones growing incredibly rapidly here in India, and suddenly they don't have to wait so long. Believe me, Germany, if you try and flag down one of the traditional yellow taxis in a city like Calcutta, you could be waiting for hours.
Well, and one of the reasons for that, we've been reading, is that the public transit has not kept up in many cities in India with the boom in population.
Not at all. I mean, I think you have to remember that if you take some of these cities, they were built by the British. You know, the road that I'm on in Calcutta, a city that we don't really know how many people live in. 18, 19 million as a hand-pulled rickshaw goes past me and another motorbike goes past me as well at the moment. But there has not been enough investment in public transport here. Many cities are just putting in metros at this particular point in time. And you have another problem here in India, that much of the middle class don't like to use public transport. They believe that it is beneath them to do that. So they like to either use cars or they like to use taxis. And that's where we've seen this huge increase in online taxis, which is the new Indian middle class, which loves to use them rather than getting on an auto rickshaw that I can see in front of me, or rather getting on the crowded metro here that's just down the road.
Well, if Uber is allowed back into the cities where it has been banned in India, or if it's simply allowed to continue on in places like Calcutta that have not yet banned it, are there new safety standards that would be put into place?
Yeah, and I think it's not just something that's now going to come into Uber. I know here in Calcutta that the police, you know, this 40,000 taxi drivers. That's a conservative estimate in this city. Very few of them have background checks at all. So the police are going to begin to look into that process. The point that I think Uber and the other taxi companies would say is, you know, they may hold their hands up and say it's not as good as it should be, but there's not proper enforcement by the authorities here. They're also not looking very much into this problem as well. So I think it's something collective that needs to be tackled here, because we're seeing more and more women going out to work in India, many of them working in call centers late at night because they're having to deal with markets in America and other parts of the world, and they need some sort of security to be able to go home. Otherwise, what we're going to see in a conservative country like India is households saying, okay, I don't want my wife to go out to work. I don't want my daughter to go out at work late at night if we can't guarantee their safety coming back home. And that's not going to be great for the development of the Indian economy.
The BBC's Rahul Tandon speaking to us from, as you can hear there, a busy street in Calcutta, perhaps some Ubers, and certainly, as we heard, some taxis and rickshaws riding by. Rahul, thank you so much.
Thank you so much indeed.